Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So, Mike, have you been to Korea? I can't remember if you've
been. I have, yes. Okay. South Korea.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
And are you a fan of Korean food, Korean cuisine?
I would never say that I'm an expert, but what I've had, I've really liked. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good food. I find it especially good in the winter.
Yeah.
All the sort of barbecue
sort
and
of
hot
spicy,
pots
warm kind of food.
Budae jjigae and things like that is great. Very meaty. You know, there's a lot of meat in Korean food.
That's why I don't rank it as my favorite, as one of my favorites, because a lot of the dishes have meat in.
That's right.
Not a load of. I'm aware that there are plenty of vegetarian Korean dishes, but I never seem to be able to get them.
Yeah, in most restaurants,
certainly in Taiwan. So.
The meaty stuff is definitely more popular when you're eating Korean food overseas. And kimchi, I'm a big fan of kimchi.
Yeah, kimchi I like. I'll
really
have
like
that
kimchi.
As a side dish and stuff. And I do quite like the pancakes.
Oh, yes.
Are pretty good.
Those are delicious.
Seafood pancakes and stuff. Okay, well, we've just been talking about Korean food there because we're looking at an article about a kind of cooking and a little bit of traveling show called Korean Food. Food Made Simple with Judy Ju. She's obviously a cook and she's an expert in Korean food. And we're on season two. We're talking about season two of this evidently popular show.
Cool.
So let's read through day one of this two-day article and find out who Judy Ju is and what she's up to.
Reading. Korean Food Made Simple with Judy Ju, Season 2. Judy Ju is a Korean-American chef and food writer. Ju currently lives in London, where she runs a modern Korean restaurant. On TLC's show, Korean Food Made Simple with Judy Ju, Ju shares her passion for Korean food with the rest of the world. Ju takes viewers to the best restaurants in South Korea to educate them about Korean flavors. Then, she shows off a few of her own mouth-watering Korean recipes. It's no secret that Koreans are big on meats. At most Korean barbecue joints, pork is the most popular item on the menu. In the past, Koreans were taught to eat every part of the pig, because food was scarce. To make the tougher cuts tender, pork slices are soaked in sesame oil and garlic. After the slices are cooked, they are wrapped in lettuce and topped with onions and a spicy sauce. In the process, these mini sandwiches can become quite large, so you need to stuff them in your mouth. It may not look elegant, but they're absolutely delicious.
So the article begins by introducing the star of this show. It says Judy Ju is a Korean-American chef and food writer. Now, we hyphen Korean-American there to show that she may have been grown up in Korea, but then she moved to America probably quite young and now lives in America. So she may have two passports. She's kind of a bit of both, really.
That's right. She may have been born and raised in America, but it says Ju currently lives in London, where she runs a modern Korean restaurant. Wow, so she's moved on to a third country, assuming she has ties to Korea and America, of course, which I'm sure she does, but now she doesn't live in either of those places. She currently lives in London. Now, this currently is an adverb, and it gives us the idea that this is where she lives now. Basically, currently is like talking about something that's happening now, at this time. She may have lived in America before. She probably did. Possibly Korea, maybe even another country, and who knows, in 5 or 10 years, she could be living in Australia. But right now, at this moment, at this time, currently, she lives in London. For example, we could say Donald Trump is currently the president of the United States. Currently.
You sound particularly happy.
He won't be president forever.
Oh, that's...
But at least for now.
That's handy.
That's right.
Okay, so on TLC's show, Korean Food Made Simple with Judy Ju, Ju shares her passion for Korean food with the rest of the world. Here we see the noun passion. Passion is strong feelings that are often quite hard to control. Now here we're talking about a really strong like or love for something. She's got a great passion for Korean food. She loves eating it, making it. She loves talking about it. Now we could also call something that we love doing our passion. You know, music is my passion, or dance is my passion, writing is my passion. Another useful phrase to use is to have a passion for either a noun or the verb ing form. I have a passion for cooking with the ing, or I have a passion for baseball. Here's an example sentence just like that. Kevin has a passion for baseball and never misses a game in which his favorite team is playing.
Good for him. So he really loves baseball. It's a big interest of his. It's his passion. Next, in the article it says, Ju takes viewers to the best restaurants in South Korea to educate them about Korean flavors. Well, that's good. Pat and I were talking earlier and saying, there aren't many Korean restaurants in London. So to educate people about Korean flavors, she's going to the source. She's going to where it all comes from, the best restaurants in South Korea. She'll have lots of chances to visit lots of great places. And through watching her on this show, we will educate ourselves. We will be educated. We will learn more about Korean food and especially the special, unique Korean flavors. Flavor is a great word to use when talking about food. It's a noun, of course, and flavor is basically how the food tastes. We often talk about having different flavors of a certain kind of food. There are certain kinds of candy with different flavors. There are certain kinds of ice cream with different flavors. If you go to an ice cream store or an ice cream shop, they often have many different choices. They're all ice cream, but they all come with different flavors. For example, we could say vanilla is the most popular flavor of ice cream.
Not chocolate?
Not chocolate.
I'm surprised.
I think it's because you use vanilla when making other things.
I guess.
In cakes and stuff like that.
True.
So, but yeah, my favorite flavor would be chocolate.
Coconut for me.
Ooh,
there
coconut.
You go. Coconut ice cream. I love it.
Weird.
Okay, the article says, then she shows off a few of her own mouth-watering Korean recipes. Mm. Now, to show something off or show off something, this is to let everybody see something you have or something you can do that's very good in order to impress them. Now, to show off, this can be done in a good way, like, hey, I've got this cool thing and I want to share it. Mm-hmm. But we could show off in a bad way where it's like, everyone look at me, give me your attention, look how much better than you I am. Mm. So we can call someone a show-off, all one word, if they're always showing off the things they have or what they can do, and that's a negative thing. Here, we mean that Judy Ju is showing off what she can do. She's probably sharing food with people. She's showing things she's learned. She's, and in the same way, educating and teaching and entertaining and feeding people. So here, we're using show-off in a good way, and here, she's showing off her recipes.
She's demonstrating all sorts of wonderful Korean food that we could make at home, especially if we follow her recipes. Yes, a recipe, this noun basically means the instructions on how to make a certain type of food, a certain type of dish. Generally, recipes will come with two categories. The first one is the list of things that you need to make the food, a cup of flour, three apples, whatever it happens to be. And then the second part of the recipe will be a step-by-step set of instructions, how to make the food from the first step to the last step. That's what you need to make a dish that you've never made before, a good recipe. For example, there are many recipes in the Joy of Cooking cookbook.
Okay.
A classic.
It is a classic. I've heard of that one. Okay, so what kind of food is she going to look at? The next sentence mentions something Mike and I talked about in the introduction. Mm-hmm. It's no secret that Koreans are big on meat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now this is an interesting phrase, to be big on something. It is today's shortcut for you, so let's take a short break here and listen to a dialogue that explains what the phrase means and how we can use it.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Emily, how's it going?
Good. I just got back from the store.
What did you get?
I got some more coffee.
What? Isn't that your third coffee today?
Yes.
Emily, it's only 1 p.m.
So, what are you saying? I'm an adult. I can drink whatever I want.
Okay. I guess I just didn't realize how big on coffee you were. I'm sorry.
I didn't get a big coffee, all right. It's just a small. Just leave me alone.
Calm down. I wasn't saying anything about the size. To be big on something means to like something very much.
Oh, you mean to be big on something means 非常喜欢某物。
That's right.
Yeah, I guess I do like coffee quite a bit.
I still think you're drinking too much.
Why do you keep saying that?
I'm saying the coffee is making you go a bit crazy. Now stop shouting at me.
Welcome back, guys. So to be big on something means to like that thing very much, to often include it and want to kind of have things involved with that. So if Koreans are big on meat, that means they like to eat meat. They like to include meat in their dishes. They kind of people who think, what, this food has no meat? It's not even real food then, that sort of thing. So you'll see a lot of meat dishes in Korea. Another example could be our new boss is big on being punctual.Which means he wants everyone to be at work on time. He doesn't like it when people are late. He's big on being punctual.
Something he's enthusiastic about or keen about. All right. At most Korean barbecue joints, it says pork is the most popular item on the menu. All right. Giving us a basic idea of what people like to order at these Korean barbecue restaurants or barbecue joints, as they call it in this sentence. A joint, in this case, it could be a lot of things, but in this case, it's what we would call a restaurant or some other kind of food service business, food business, where it's a little bit casual.It's not a real fancy place. It probably won't cost you a lot of money to eat there. It's somewhere, it's something that a lot of people can go to. And we often use the food before we say joint. So a hamburger joint is a hamburger restaurant. You would never really say an expensive sushi joint because, well, that would be a restaurant because, you know, something fancy, something that costs a lot.That's not really something you would describe as a joint. This is more of a casual corner store, corner place, you know, maybe in your local neighborhood. Could be very good. Could
be just really popular.
Could be just average, but it's certainly not the type of place you'll be going for a really fancy, expensive, long dinner. It's probably fast food or something popular, quick, easy to get, but also very delicious.
Okay, and you'll see pork on the menu on a lot of the, in a lot of these barbecue joints. Now, in the past, Koreans were taught to eat every part of the pig because food was scarce, okay? So they needed to, they couldn't just go, oh, all right, we'll use the best bits of the pig and the rest of it doesn't matter. We can throw it away, we can get rid of it or whatever. No, they've got to eat every part of the pig. And I guess this is common in lots of parts of Asia, certainly. You know, I think of Hong Kong. They tend to use pretty much every part of an animal they can get their hands on. Stuff that in England we probably wouldn't eat, you know, the intestines and the face meat and stuff like that. But in Korea, they will just eat the whole lot of it, anything.
Traditionally, yes, people didn't want to waste anything, so you would find a way to eat everything, the ears, the tail, the feet of the pig, all of that. But some of this meat, of course, is not quite as soft and delicious as a, you know,piece of bacon or something like that that would be easy to eat. So to make the tougher cuts tender, pork slices are soaked in sesame oil and garlic. Right, some of the animal is not the tender flesh. It might be tough tendons or muscle or something like that. The different cuts or the different part of the animal, they often have special names in steaks and things like that. When you order a steak, a T-bone or a sirloin,
ribeye,
New York strip, these are different cuts.And some of them are, you know, softer and easier to eat. Some of them are tougher. And when something is tough, you need to make it tender. All right. So if something is tough, it's difficult to eat. You have to chew it and, you know, crunch it with your teeth or something like that. that, while other things are tender, much easier to chew with your teeth.
Yeah, or cut with a knife.
Or cut with a knife. Yeah, or even a spoon if it's super tender.
Yeah, when we talk about food, these are usually opposites. It's tough or it's tender. Mm. Another meaning of tender, apart from the food being soft enough to chew and eat without difficulty, is to describe parts of your body. If you're sensitive to pain, you know, you touch it, you touch that part and ow, ooh, that hurts, then we can say your body is tender. Here's another example to do with food and tender. Lamb is much tenderer than mutton, which comes from an adult sheep. Mm. So baby sheep, tender, adult sheep, tough. Mm. So if the food is tough, we have to soak it in something to soften it up.
That's right. To soak is to put something in liquid and leave it there for a while so that it gets fully wet. Every single part of that thing absorbs water or something like that. If you have a particularly dirty piece of clothing, you might soak it in soapy water before you wash it. And yes, if we have certain types of food that's very tough and we want to make it tender, you could soak it. You can also soak things in liquid when you're cooking to give it a special flavor. Mm-hmm. That's called to marinate. But basically, you take a piece of meat, you make some kind of tasty sauce, put the meat in the sauce for an hour or two, and it will soak. That's the verb we would use. It sits in that liquid completely covered. And by doing that, the meat will have a special flavor and be softer. And one of those flavors that's very popular to marinate or to soak meat with in this part of the world especially is the flavor of sesame.
Yep, sesame oil and garlic is used, and sesame is a kind of plant. The seeds of this plant contain quite a lot of oil, and that oil has a fairly distinctive taste. Now, you guys listening to us will probably, maybe you won't know the word sesame as much, but you will know the dishes that are made with sesame oil or paste, such as mahjongmyeon and mayoji, which are like sesame noodles and sesame oil chicken. So it's those kinds of flavors. I think people enjoy like sesame duck as well, all sorts of different sesame flavors that can get in, and they work well with all sorts of food.
That's right. Or those little brown seeds that are on top of your hamburger bun, right?
Oh,
those
yeah.
are sesame seeds too.
You can I even have a jar of sesame seeds at home that you can sprinkle on top of some soup.
Gives you a little crunchy taste and some nutty flavor too. So after they've soaked this, or after the slices are cooked, even later they are wrapped in lettuce and topped with onions and a spicy sauce. Yes, this is the traditional Korean barbecue that we know. You take these nice tender slices of meat, you cook them over the barbecue, you wrap them in lettuce and add in a few onions, some spicy sauce, maybe a little bit of kimchi or something like that, and it's very, very delicious.
Yeah. Now, the article says, in the process, these mini sandwiches, which, because they're kind of like meat with the, and the bread is the lettuce, I guess, can become quite large, so you need to stuff them in your mouth. Now, here I use the word process. You can also say it process. Both are fine. It's a noun, and it's a particular way of doing something, usually with several steps that are always done in the same order to achieve a particular result. So here the process for the sandwiches is barbecue meat, wrap in lettuce, add onions, add sauce. Here's another example. This handy website takes you through the whole process of applying for a visa. Okay, first fill in these forms, next fill in this, next, you know, enter credit card details to pay, finally wait for an email that says you've got your visa.
All right. Now, making this food can be fun. Stuffing it in your mouth, of course, is delicious, but it may not look the best. You might not want someone to take your photograph right as you're stuffing one of these little mini Korean barbecue sandwiches in your mouth. As it says, it may not look elegant, but they're absolutely delicious. Yeah, feeding your face or stuffing a big piece of food in your face is not exactly elegant. Elegance, an adjective that we might use to sort of describe things that are done very gracefully, with a lot of politeness, with a lot of good manners. We often describe movement also as elegant. A ballet dancer might be very elegant, right? Or a beautiful princess in a long gown might walk down some stairs in a very elegant way. It looks like she's almost sort of floating over the ground. All of her movements are very beautiful and controlled and things like that. A dog trying to run on an icy lake is not elegant.
Not elegant.
It's just legs flying all around the place, you know. So elegant is basically beauty in movement or looking very sort of high class or something like that.
So but stuffing a big pile of meat, vegetables and sauce into your mouth, stuffing it is not elegant.
Yeah.
But they, so that's meaning the actual meat cuts with all the rest, are absolutely delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely means 100%, completely, totally, no arguing. We can't doubt it at all.
Hmm.
And we use it as an adverb with the ly to modify a verb, you know, or to modify an adjective. So it's absolutely crazy would be another one. It's 100% crazy. That's modifying an adjective. Or it's absolutely pouring down with rain. It's 100% completely the rain is coming down in sheets. Okay, well, that takes us to the end of the first part of this article, the end of day one. We've got more tomorrow, but now it's time for us to go to the For You chat question for today.
For You chat.
So today's question is, if you had your own TV show like Judy Jew, what would you like to teach people about and why?
Wow.
Interesting topic, this one.
That is.
For me, it would not be a cooking show.
No?
I can cook, but I don't think I'm good enough and certainly not elegant enough to want to make it a cooking show.
Okay.
I guess I would... I like history, so I wouldn't mind teaching people about bits of history that I find interesting.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Is there a certain period of history that you haven't seen a TV show about, but you think
would
make a perfect subject or
I'd
topic?
I'd really concentrate on the history of my own home region.
Oh, okay.
Very few people I've met in Taiwan know anything about Nottingham, where I'm from.
Oh.
So I would, you know, I'd focus on my home city and kind of give it some stories. Some legends, some real facts, and, you know, where it came from and how it became the city it is today. Because there's a lot of stories in there.
That's a good idea. And, of course, you know a lot about your hometown that other people from outside might not know. And you have your own special point of view from the places you grew up and the places that are special to you. So what about you guys? Is there a place that's special to you or a topic that you're very passionate about that you think is not well represented on TV? No one's done this TV show. Why not? You ask yourself. Well, what show would that be? What would it be like? Why would you want to do it? Have a chat about that. And I believe tomorrow, it's back with more Korean food.
From Judy Jew. Yeah, we'll talk to you then.
I'm so hungry already. All right, we'll see you soon. Bye.
Korean Food Made Simple with Judy Jew, Season 2. Judy Jew is a Korean-American chef and food writer. Jew currently lives in London, where she runs a modern Korean restaurant. On TLC's show, Korean Food Made Simple with Judy Jew, Jew shares her passion for Korean food with the rest of the world. Jew takes viewers to the best restaurants in South Korea to educate them about Korean flavors. Then, she shows off a few of her own mouth-watering Korean recipes. It's no secret that Koreans are big on meats. At most Korean barbecue joints, pork is the most popular item on the menu. In the past, Koreans were taught to eat every part of the pig because food was scarce. To make the tougher cuts tender, pork slices are soaked in sesame oil and garlic. After the slices are cooked, they are wrapped in lettuce and topped with onions and a spicy sauce. In the process, these mini sandwiches can become quite large, so you need to stuff them in your mouth. It may not look elegant, but they're absolutely delicious.
Vocabulary Review.
Currently. Amar is currently speaking to a customer, so he can't come to the phone right now. Passion. Sveta has a passion for jewelry. She's even started designing her own. Flavor. The cook knows which flavors taste good together and which ones don't. Recipe. I don't know how to make this dish, so I need to find a recipe for it. Tender. If it's cooked properly, the tender meat should fall off the bone. Process. Dino will finish high school this year, so he's begun the process of applying for universities.